The many celebrities in Los Angeles include the city's police chief. William Bratton came to the city after a high-profile role in New York. He became a media star in California, too. This week, Bill Bratton leaves the department for a job with a corporate security firm. NPR's Mendalee DelBarco reports that many people are sad to see him go.
This has been Bill Bratton's farewell week, and the one moment he'll definitely remember was a surprise tribute from his officers. They lined up outside LA's brand new police headquarters for a final salute that began with this radio dispatch.
Attention all units. Attention all units. This is an end-of-watch broadcast for William J. Bratton, serial number 36573.
Bratton seemed to savor the moment surrounded by his troops. Then he choked up as he addressed them for one last time as chief.
I'm really going to miss all of you, and thank you for this. This is, I'm never at a loss for words, but I am. Thank you. Thank you.
During his 7 years as chief, Bratton had lots of words for criminals. He called them knuckleheads and nitwits, and he had a mantra.
Cops count, police matter. You hear me say it over and over and over again.
He came to L.A. after clashing with New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Here he was embraced by two mayors, and most of all by Angelenos, who long ago grew frustrated by the LAPD's embarrassing headlines. Under Bratton, crime went down and the department changed. Cops who got out of line faced consequences. 3 years ago, at a rally for immigrant rights in MacArthur Park, officers in riot gear beat protesters and news crews.
Why?
Chief Bratton faulted two top commanders. One quit, the other was reassigned. Several officers were disciplined, and Bratton apologized to the people who'd been attacked by the LAPD.
I think of myself as media friendly, and so the treatment that you received yesterday at the hands of some Los Angeles police officers, as well as some of the residents of this city, is something we cannot tolerate. I won't tolerate it.
That kind of attitude earned Bratton respect, even from some hardcore gang members. Recent parolee Hector Garcia says by declaring war on street gangs, Bratton made the Mara Salvatrucha, the MS, famous. But Garcia also gives him credit for reform.
Nowadays, I feel like there's more respect in officers. I guess after the MacArthur Park thing, they're being respectful. I mean, they changed the mentality about how to react against community. It really worked a lot. So they pretty much, I think, that he kind of like make a difference on that.
Bratton made it clear he would be a different kind of chief than the LAPD had ever seen. He wanted a department more diverse and more community-oriented than it was in the old dragnet era of the legendary chief, William Parker.
Did you ever see Joe Friday ever put his arm around a victim? Just the facts, ma'am. The police department of the Parker era was, and he coined the phrase, the thin blue line, was the idea, leave us alone, we'll take care of business. And you, the public, really have nothing to do with how we take care of business. It's certainly not how we look at policing today.
Now Bratton returns to New York, this time as a security consultant for police departments around the world. And as he's done in the past, he'll rely on the latest computer technology as a crime-fighting tool, something he calls predictive policing.
Like doctors, we're getting very sophisticated at looking at the symptoms and creating medicines, if you will, to prevent them from happening.
So there could be a vaccine, a crime vaccine?
It could be a crime vaccine, much the same as the flu vaccine. Works for most patients, doesn't work for everybody. But the whole idea of the vaccine is to limit the effects of the illness, even if you get it, or prevent it totally. Similarly, crime can have a similar impact.
The private sector may pay a lot more than being a police chief, but Bratton says he'll miss wearing a badge.
Being a cop is the best thing you could ever want to do in life. It's full of fun. It's full of a sense of doing something important. Well, I think in my almost 40 years as a policeman, my life has counted for something. I think it's been a life of significance, and I've worked with a lot of great people.
As that surprise tribute was wrapping up, a police helicopter and motorcycle brigade escorted him off into the sunset. But not before someone had to remind Bill Bratton to turn in his LAPD badge. Mendalee DelBarco, NPR News.